Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Kids, what's the matter with kids these days?
What's the matter with kids today? And I'll show you how you can record every conversation you have and then present the evidence.
Ooh, and I have another app that I will love and you will hate.
Oh, it's iOS Today time. iOS Today is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, introducing Rate Shield Approval. If you're in the market to buy a home, Rate Shield Approval locks up your rate for up to 90 days while you shop. It's a real game changer. Learn more and get started at rocketmortgage.com/iOS today. You're not going to like mine much either, baby. Will you hear the conversation we had earlier? I'm going to start every show like this from now.
Okay.
No, that's really annoying. I could though, and I could trademark it, and it could become my catchphrase.
Yeah.
iOS Today time. Hello, everybody. I'm Leo Laporte.
I'm Megan Maroney.
I've run out of things to say.
We do this show to talk about iPhones and iPads and Apple Watches and Apple TV and Apple Pencils.
And we're wearing all of that stuff except the Apple TV right now.
I'm going to wear my Apple Pencil right
now. Yeah, I actually have. I'm wearing mine in a way because that's how you charge it.
Elegantly.
It's really silly, isn't that? That's just
silly. It really is.
Yeah. That's the best they could come up with. Mm-hmm. So. I thought, I came to my iPad and the pencil, as you see here, and the iPad is stuck into its very special pencil holder. I have at the top of my Logitech slim keyboard combo case. And notice anything odd about the pencil when I show it
to you? Missing its butt.
Its butt's, well, some might call it its head, you call it its butt, but it is the cap that goes on the lightning port. And I went, oh.
Did you lose it?
Oh, I thought I lost it. And then I kind of got mad at the cleaning lady. I thought, I bet she knocked it off. And then I found it in my office.
Oh, good.
And I said, my fault. I'm sorry, cleaning lady.
Did you really talk to her about it?
I didn't talk to her, no, because I'm scared of her.
I know. I was going to say, that's surprising, that kind of. You're not usually.
Did you? Because first of all, I don't know how to say the cap to my pencil in Spanish.
These are real troubles.
Real problems.
Really, really sorry.
First
for
world
you.
Problem. And third world problems, really, if you think about it. Mm-hmm. But in that case, I didn't. It was my fault. So I'm sorry. Lo siento. I know that. I say that all the time.
All right. So let's insult another group of people instead, like kids.
Oh, I hate kids. Kids, why I oughta. The older I get, the more I'm like an old man.
I know. Well, there's nothing wrong with kids today.
Isn't that an interesting...
It is true.
It's almost tautological.
And that's why I'm doing this show, to show you that,
I'm
kids
an old
are
man?
All right.
Oh,
the kids are all right. So I did extensive research.
That was our anthem when we were kids.
I know. It was.
But but that's because we were kids.
Yeah.
We also said, don't trust anybody over 30.
Right.
That seems like a kid still to me, even then. So that's
I know. Your kid, who I still see in his little Pop Warner football cleats,
I know,
this
so
big, is working in an office.
I know.
Really working hard in an office.
I know.
He's
working at the company now.
It's
confusing. He wants to take it over.
I welcome that.
I do too. I welcome our new overlord.
So I did extensive research for this show. And by extensive research, I asked my kids.
Kids.
What do you do on your devices these days?
Is that why you Snapchatted me?
Yeah.
Earlier, I thought, why is Megan Snapchatting?
I know. It's back to the Snapchat. Okay, so I asked my daughter, I was like, what's an app that the kids are using these days? And she was like, okay, well, there's an app called Hooji that all the kids are using to make their photos look old fashioned.
I think that's just because they like saying Hooji.
Maybe. So I looked at the app, and in fact, it makes your photos
look
like they're from 1998.
Oh.
You know,
old fashioned, like in the good old days.
Yeah. So this is a photo I just took. That's my hand.
That doesn't look that old fashioned.
I think it's this.
Oh, it has one of those time stamps, like at the one hour photo.
So it's supposed to be
really? She thinks that's old fashioned.
Yes. 1998. It's 20 years ago. Do you remember?
Yeah, it was
when
before
you
they were born.
Like, in the 60s. Yeah. The 40s were old fashioned.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
Wow.
I was not alive in the 60s nor the 40s, but, you know.
I was alive in the 60s.
So it's better with the phone. Let's try the Hoogee on here.
Are there other old-fashioned formats it can emulate besides one-hour photo?
Just 1998. She said it was cool for a while, as the kids will.
H-U-J-I.
Like Fuji. It's supposed to,
it's like Fuji
label,
with a,
the Fuji logo. Remember Fuji?
Yeah, but I don't think they do.
No, they don't. That's
who's this
why
to appeal to? This is odd.
Well,
maybe
to
people who were alive in 1998.
I don't want notifications.
No, last thing you want is Hoogees.
So, I guess, 1998 is all you get. So I can take a photo of you. Smile.
Wait a minute. Yeah, show that again. Okay. You know what that is? That's one of those disposable box cameras.
Yeah. So, and there's the lab where you get it developed.
I get it now.
And there's the flash.
Those were from Fuji. Okay.
Yeah. So, and it shows you how to take a photo here. See? So
yeah,
you hold it like that.
Put picture camera
not
in front
so
of.
Close.
It probably was on the Fuji. Okay. What do the kids do?
That's what the kids do. Okay. Let me take a few. It's developing.
Oh, it takes a while?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have to turn the thumb knob?
Well, here's the lab. No, it doesn't really take a while. So there you are. In 1998, the flash is all wrong, the light is all wrong, and then it has
the date and time. But it says 1998, which is hysterical.
I think the kids like to post these on Instagram to make him look older, maybe, or, just as a joke. Like, wouldn't it be funny if we were live in 1998?
All I could say is this better be free.
It is free.
Okay.
I believe it's free.
I do.
Yes,
there have been other disposable camera apps like this with mm-hmm. the do the whole box and everything, I remember.
She said it gets annoying fast it has the little lens flare and all that.
That's great.
Yeah. If anyone watching or listening was
alive in 1998,
not alive in 1988, email me at megan@twit.tv because I want to make sure that we're not.
You know, it's funny. I feel like I'm living in the past because when we first started doing this show, there were a lot of these kinds of cameras like this one. This is one F and Dunn's mentioning for $1.99, 8mm,
mm-hmm.
and it does the same. It's like one of them, shoot authentic. Mm-hmm. And you could see I actually had it once.
Yeah, I think we talked about 8mm when we wanted pictures to actually look old fashioned,
like really old fashioned.
Well, that's like the '70s, right?
I wonder if they have daguerreotype or Degugi, as we call it today.
Yeah, Degugi.
Old-fashioned photos. Is that a whole category? Yes, it is.
Yeah, like you can use...
Dispo, single-use camera. My vintage photo booth. Sepia pick. Here's another disposable camera. Isn't that funny?
It is funny. I can't wait for the year 2018 to be old-fashioned, and it's going to be would show us.
I will be gone, you understand.
No, you won't.
It's 20 years hence.
You're not.
I saw that subliminal old man picture. I saw that, Kevin, you younger person, you.
Do you have a box of photos that have that little date in the corner on there? Were you smart enough always to turn that date feature off?
I don't know if you had the choice in some cases. Yeah, I'm sure we have photos like that.
What a weird thing that we really wanted that on our photos, that date.
The fancier ones are printed on the back of the photo. That was fancy.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays I have the EXIF information, and if I want to know the date of my photo, it's just burned into the image file.
Mm-hmm. And where you were, all kinds of
things. Yeah, the GPS coordinates, everything.
Right. How much battery you had in your phone, probably. Everything.
Yeah, it's all in there.
Okay, as you said, I've been using Snapchat again, because you got to figure out what the kids are doing these
days. And they've added new filters. Have you tried these new filters where when you talk, they do something?
I haven't gotten those. I've been trying. Have you gotten those? Respond to your voice?
The voice lenses.
I have updated my Snapchat, and I don't see any of them.
They know that you're old.
There's the voice change.
And they don't want to give it to you.
Yes,
queen.
This is my favorite. I wish I could do the whole show just like this.
Actually, we could.
Everyone.
Why don't they have filters like this for studio cameras? It would be so awesome.
Yeah.
If you could just turn, take the studio camera. You're really cute.
I know, with the buck teeth and the big glasses.
You're really cute. That's adorable. You're adorbs, as the kids say.
I'm going to take this opportunity to give a little PSA. There's a thing called Snapchat filter dysmorphia that is now recognized by the American Medical Association. Because look how smooth the filters make my skin look.
Yeah. So you don't look like that.
I have big eyes and cute freckles. Like, this is fake. And kids these days are thinking that this is the way they have to look like. They have to look beautiful, smooth skin. It probably took some off of my cheeks. So
I should really look like this.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, that's the way you are told that society says that's what you have to look like. And it's.
Or this.
Oh,
how come you have all the cute ones and I have this? I'd like to know.
That is a good question. Oh, look, I have all the cute ones. Look at this one.
See, this is what happens.
I know.
This is why young people don't like old people.
I know, because they're like, look at that.
Oh,
look how adorable
I look. And then they. Kids hate it when us oldies.
I know, they really do. So I have not seen the one that responds to my voice
that you have.
Yeah.
But you don't have those glasses.
No, I did.
And I don't think I look that cute.
No, I don't think you do. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't see dysmorphia. No, not me.
Well, I think it's something, because when I look at those, I think I do look what good.
This is
what society
actually how I looked in 1974. Hi, how are you? Welcome to my show. My name is Dave Allen, DJ.
Yes, Quest 6242, the PSA is don't listen to society. You are beautiful inside and out, and beauty is not about Snapchat filters, my friends.
Wait a minute. I can listen to the song from...
Wait, turn your head down so your eyes... Yeah.
This is Magic in the Hamptons.
And turn your head down a little bit.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Turn your head down and it'll drop your glasses. Oh, you already recorded.
I recorded. So what do I do? How
you could X.
How do you use it?
X in the top left corner.
How do you use this? How do you use this Snapchat?
Look down at your nose. See? I know. I thought you'd love that. It's amazing what artificial intelligence
today
can do. See, now you feel young, like society wants you to be. Okay, so I haven't gotten the filters. It's supposed to say a word, and none of mine say
I don't have
one,
that either.
So it hasn't rolled out to us yet. I can't believe we weren't the first on Snapchat's list.
They know we're oldies. Old.
Know.
What do you call them? Oldsters?
Olds. Yeah.
Olds. The olds.
Know,
they know that
the
we're
olds.
The olds.
Sorry for, I have a Snapchat streak I got to keep up with my daughter's boyfriends.
Oh, there you go. See, I could see why they have dysmorphia. I am so handsome.
I know. But seriously, it smooths your skin. It gives you bigger eyes.
Yeah.
It covers up.
Everything. No zits. So that's a good look.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You shouldn't have mentioned Snapchat.
No, I shouldn't have.
Now we're stuck in Chapsnat land. Ew.
20 years from now, they're going to be, remember when it was quaint when old people would try out Snapchat filters? Are you swapping your face with your face?
Something's going on that
I
don't like.
Is that Heath Ledger?
No, I think it's Alexander Hamilton.
Oh.
Now I'm toast.
All right. So moving on. Musical.ly. Yeah?
What about it?
Musical.ly is the other big app that kids today.
Oh, it is now finding pictures in my my photo album. See, there's a picture of my wife.
Oh, you swapped faces with Lisa?
And then now I look like her.
Mm-hmm.
Not.
Good use of the teen's language.
She's going to be not. She's going to be very happy that I've done this. What if I swapped faces with myself?
It looks weird.
I know who I'm going to swap faces with. Barbie.
Oh, that's sweet. You look great.
I look like Heath Ledger in Batman.
Mm-hmm.
How do you like me now? All right, enough.
Okay, should we move on?
You should never mention Snapchat, because then it's an hour that I'm going to be spending an hour of the rest of my life in Snapchat.
Okay, Musical.ly. You've heard of the
Musical.ly. God, is that still a thing?
Well, it got bought by a company called TikTok, and now it's called TikTok. Or they merged with a company called TikTok. They're now
TikTok.ly.
No, well, I think the deal is now they're just not, they haven't been just music for a long time. You know how
So this was the lip sync app that all the kids were using.
Yes. Yeah. And you would do, you would pick a piece of music or pick a comedy routine or really anything.
Oh, you didn't have to just do music.
No, that's why I think they called it TikTok. Let me find the Musical.ly. I've got the Musical.ly on my phone. So I'll do a new Musical.ly. Let's see. What? Allow access to the camera, allow access to the microphone. Yes. And then I would pick, I guess I got to turn, pick some piece of music. Okay.
Welcome to TikTok.
Pick a sound.
Tap here to start.
Okay. Let's do some comedy.
Okay. You do it on Musical.ly.
Why are girls moody? Shoot this with sound. Okay. So why is it turned?
Why are girls moody?
Yes. Okay. So tap and hold to start shooting and really.
We can't really hear it.
Oh, you're right.
So your lips. Oh, so you need to memorize that.
Well,
routine.
You can slow it down so it looks good. So here's what it looks like. Let me turn it up.
Sounds like Rosie O'Donnell.
I don't think. Okay, so
here, let me do one. This is TikTok.
Yeah. Okay. Oh my goodness.
I don't know why it's sideways. No, this is no good. I want a different song. How do I choose a different song?
Could you...
Is that going to upload? Is this going to go to the Twitter now? Is this going to go to the Twitter? Oh, God. See, fortunately, it is sideways. Yes, I'm... Now, this is confusing. Are you sure your video will not be saved?
Save it!
Okay. No, I want to do a different song. Different song. I think it wouldn't let me select the one I really wanted, which is the Ballad of Davy Crockett.
But you already paid and it still wouldn't let you do that? Is this your music?
Yes.
Okay.
It's my music.
So you got some Britney in there.
I don't have a lot of music, but I do have... Lady, let's try this. Okay. Can I move it along to somewhere different?
We just have to wait.
All right, let's see. This is going to be a hit.
I think you have a new career.
God, I love the internet. It's really thinking.
Yeah.
It's kind of churning to do. You really want an iPad. This is an iPad Pro. I don't know why it does it sideways, but then it...
I don't know either.
I'd have to practice.
Yeah, you practice. And then you slow down the music so that you can...
Match it, but then it plays it normally?
Yeah. So there's ways to do it. So,
okay.
I love this.
You get
so
the idea.
Okay. Musical.ly is really no different than any other app on the internet. There's some really bad stuff that you might not want your kids to see, and there's some really fun stuff that is fun.
Is there really bad stuff? Don't they moderate it a little bit?
They can't. It's so big, they can't really moderate it. They do moderate it some. Like I did.
See, like if I were the parent of that, well, we shouldn't show that. I wouldn't be.
So these are the questionable things. Like there's a lot of young girls.
You can't
that
stop
are,
them from doing that.
Right, but that's funny. That's not.
That's a good. That's creative.
Yeah. So that's there's drawing on Musical.ly. Like a lot of kids will draw and then speed it up.
Oh, that was cute.
That was cute. It's a creative. It's like the rest of the internet. There's some parts that are amazing and creative and wonderful, and sometimes someone is going to take their pants off. It's just
what?
Like, yeah.
Oh, so I should be careful.
Well, they have live streaming too.
Yeah, the internet. Don't let your kids use it. But actually, parents, if your kids are saying, or you get a charge on your bills from TikTok for $1.
That is,
Now, I think that this is free, so.
Okay. So that must have been, the old TikTok have been $1 a week.
Maybe not. Nah. They did say in-app purchases, but so far they haven't asked me for any money, so. I don't know. If I wanted to create a, allow access to camera.
I bet if you wanted to use certain music, then you'd have to pick.
Yeah, it would make sense if they're, pick a sound. High on Life featuring Bond, Never Let You Go. See, now this is their music.
Right. So you were...
Which was different from the old TikTok.
So you were able to use your music.
I wish I knew any of these songs so that I could sing along.
Jackie Chan.
No, so
that's a rapper? Yes,
no, it's a song called Jackie Chan.
So you didn't... Oh, Nicki Minaj?
Scooby-Doo, I know that. Okay, let's shoot with that one. Okay. All right. Now, you can slow it down, right? That's the idea.
And you want to spin it around so we can see your face.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
And then we're going to record. Oh, you tap and hold to start shooting. Where's Scooby-Doo? All right, I get the idea.
So...
Didn't seem to want money.
Yeah.
And you have different filters. You could change. Oh, that you could pick your cover. This is cool. You know what? It's what I love seeing is stuff like that girl diving into the bottle, where there's some. This is like Periscope used to be, or Vine used to be, and I guess they're using it kind of like that, right?
Right. So there's some really funny stuff. There's really creative stuff. Like I said, there was drawing. Like kids will draw and then speed it up.
This is funny. This is young people pretending this is what they're going to look like when they're old.
Oh, yeah, kids these days.
Yeah, that's not insulting.
That's what we do. my advice to...
You know, they think old is 42.
Exactly. my advice to any parent, if your kid wants to use Musical.ly, look at it with them.
Monitor it. Yeah.
Yeah. Just don't automatically say no because they're probably, I mean, depending on your
so
kid.
There is, so you've seen like bad stuff on there?
Yeah. It depends on what you mean by bad. There are so many ranges of bad. Like if you're talking about, there's a lot of comedy routines. So if you have like Chris Rock doing a comedy routine and then you have a little white boy, like, lip syncing it, like there is something quote unquote wrong with that. But I mean, that depends on your own family. I mean, it's just discussions to be had.
Most of this is
children.
Pretty benign, I have to say, or it seems like it. I'm just scanning through it. But of course, these are the ones they've picked. Right.
And there's a live. So there's live streaming. Yeah. So anyone
maybe prevent
can,
your children from watching that.
But I mean, there's a lot. Like I did some research and I looked up vaping just to see how much of that was. And it didn't come up with any search terms except for
probably
like
blocking.
Yeah, I think they are. But like any content moderation, the bigger you get, the harder it is. So
yeah, there's a lot of challenges. That worries me because, of course, that's where a kid can also get in trouble by, doing a challenge like the eating the Tide Pod challenge.
I mean, it's like the rest of the internet. It's complicated.
Yeah.
It's complicated. So I think.
And it's the kids. They're going to grow up in this.
Yeah. And I mean, my experience with having two, three, 13-year-olds and a 15-year-old is like there is a big difference between 10 and 11 and 13.
Yeah.
And like they can think critically about like what they see. And so I think there is a good reason that 13 is the age when you're allowed to have these accounts and not earlier than that. So that's my soapbox.
So you're not allowed to have a TikTok or Musical.ly account until you're
13. Or Instagram. Yeah. Or Facebook.
That's because of the Child Online Protection Act.
Yeah, exactly. But I think that every kid matures differently, but I honestly think that has been my experience.
Right.
Kids these days, apparently.
My favorite way to start a sentence.
Are also using Instagram as a way to discuss politics. And this, I have not been able to confirm. This I read in The Atlantic. Taylor Lorenz, who is a great reporter, I think. And this is an interesting piece to read about. She calls them flop accounts.
Yeah, I find this fascinating because kids are essentially hacking Instagram.
Right.
Instead of it just being pictures now, flop. You could search. They all begin with the word flop. Mm-hmm. You could search for these. I think that's kind of interesting. And this is the tip of the iceberg. I think there's a lot of stuff going on in that regard.
Yeah.
On Instagram. They're hacking it.
Well, and they're trying to find a place where they feel like they'll be listened to, which is what we've always done as kids, you know? Don't trust anybody under 30. Like, don't trust anybody who doesn't know how to use Snapchat.
So what distinguishes a flop account? They're not actual pictures by the person. They have lots of text, and they're political.
And so the evolution of the word flop. So flop is sort of like the new fail, fail. And flop is like when someone fails in public, like they say something racist or they are, you know, just... just anything. And then so the flop account then evolved to be a political account.
It's interesting. It's really teenagers trying to figure out what's going on in the world.
Yeah. Well, I'm still trying to figure that out.
I know. And so it's really actually interesting that they're finding these channels that aren't really – that's not why Instagram started or why it adults think it exists, but it makes sense for kids to use it that way. I don't have too much of a problem with that.
No, I love it.
I think it's interesting.
I think it's – yeah. I mean, anyone who's – it's never too early to get involved in the political process.
Exactly.
That's what I feel.
Exactly.
Okay, so here's some better news. Khan Academy has a kids app now.
This is what prompted this whole conversation. Yeah.
Yes. So Khan Academy, my kids used Khan Academy when they were really little, and they just used the regular Khan Academy, so I don't know why.
Love Khan Academy. Doesn't Khan Academy really kind of more middle school, 6th grade, 7th grade, 8th grade, and then
high
school? Yeah,
I mean, it depends. Like, you can show a kindergartner coding videos that might be helpful for them to understand more easily. Let's see. I think I signed in already on my iPhone. Yeah, so here's what it looks like on the iPhone. Here's Megan Olds and then Megan Young. So you can... I should probably. Are you signing up for Khan Academy Kids?
No.
Okay. You're doing something else. It's just little games.
Okay, so it's for little kids.
Yes, very little.
Yeah.
Tap the animals to hear their sound. So these are like any millions of kids apps that you can find on the internet, but it's Khan Academy, so it's got some education in it, which I like. And it's not going to show you a bunch of ads.
Now, you know what? We'll show you a bunch of ads. I like that music.
Dun, dun, dun. I'll keep playing.
It's kind of old school. Mm-hmm. They can't technically show ads to kids under 13. You know, that's part of it, right? And advertisers, if they don't... It's not that they wouldn't want to advertise to kids under 13, but they're kind of nervous about that whole...
Wait, what? But YouTube Kids advertises...
Are there ads on YouTube Kids?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem right. Let's see if Amazon, you know, are you going to talk about Amazon Free Time?
No. I think with your parents' permission, you can show ad. With the parents' permission, I'm sure.
So the parents have to say yes to this.
Yeah, there are definitely ads on YouTube Kids.
Yeah. I was logging into my Amazon account so I can show you Amazon Free Time. Because this is ostensibly what Amazon wants kids to use. Do you have free time on your
system? I don't.
All right. So the idea is it's Amazon Prime style content suitable for younger audiences, younger viewing. And my guess is Amazon Free Time, first month's free, $10 a month thereafter, endless fun for kids, peace of mind for parents. Let's just continue on and I'll subscribe to one more thing that I have to. Yeah. 1 month free trial right now, starting today. Don't forget to cancel Amazon Kids. All right. I don't even have any kids. Not
yes,
this age.
Too.
So these are younger. So adding gender and birthday helped us optimize. Oh, okay. So this is child one is going to be Megan. And she's a girl. And she was born... Yeah, 2013. Good enough.
I think I still have a YouTube Kids account in your name as me as your parent.
It's so appropriate.
I mean, not YouTube Kids. Facebook Kids.
Facebook?
Yeah.
Hello, Megan. So if you're born in 2013, you're 5. Okay? So Prime Originals. This is a book. Great book. Give a Mouse a Cookie, right? This is the TV version. Movies and TVs you like. Books you might like.
Ooh, Jack and Jill.
You want to?
SpongeBob.
Oh, man, Sponge.
Man sponge.
Let's see. This is going to be good. Is there audio with this? No.
It's a book. It's a book.
Every child learns to read in his or her own way at her own pace. Really tiny print. You can't. Okay.
Ow.
Have a great trip, said SpongeBob. Okay. No, Megan, you need to read this now.
Have a great
trip. All right,
trip,
fine.
Said.
hurry up. Okay. So this is a kid's book.
Yeah.
And, you know, honestly, I don't think it's I like the idea of paper and physical books, but kids these days, you know, they probably aren't that.
Also, you remember those little tiny books, like you would buy them at Copperfield's, the local bookstore, and then they would read them and then they were done.
Yeah, that's also a big problem. This is at $10 a month, a lot of content that you you know, don't have to buy every time. I like having a favorite book, though. You know, this is a great one. Curious George Goes to the Hospital. I guess if it's a favorite, you could, you know, you could buy it. So I think this is kind of interesting. So this is, now, I don't know if there's advertising here. Let's watch, should we just watch a TV show and see?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if it's appropriate for a five-year-old, but maybe it is.
But did you say you were five? It's weird that it would just show you that if you said you were five.
Yeah, I said Megan's five. Yeah, it's born in 2013. Just add Fluffy. I guess there's not going to be any ads. So this is pretty good. I mean, you're paying $10 a month. That should be enough. This doesn't seem quite age appropriate. Not because it's...
Well, I think for a five-year-old. Five-year-olds are in kindergarten.
Maybe. I feel like this is more like for a 12-year-old, 11-year-old. Ooh, I wonder what's in there.
Or you. You really like this.
Sand.
This is like the Snapchat filters all over again.
They're like witches, though, right? I mean...
Yeah, little witches.
They're little witches.
The spices are ruined.
Ruined spices.
How is this possible?
Well...
I don't know. But we're in big trouble.
Okay, you get the idea.
Those are 11 or 12-year-old girls, which means it's like
should be
five
for
or
eight-year-olds.
Six.
Yeah. Because kids aspire. Mm-hmm. This is good. So look, if you're going to sit your kid down in front of YouTube, this might be a better choice.
Yes, between the two, yeah.
And frankly, an iPad, it'll run on, but it also run on, and this is Amazon's, I think, attention, their Fire tablets, which are less expensive.
Does it come with some Fire tablets?
It does, and they even make Fire tablets that are, you know, encased in hard rubber and for $99, and if the kid breaks it, you get a new one free. So there's a lot of good choices. I think Grandma and Grandpa should probably have this in the house, right?
True.
Yeah. So look at that. There's a lot of stuff here. This is good.
So Daniel while Tiger, you're getting while you're looking at new houses to buy, your kid can play with this, and then you can just get
a mortgage
your device.
In fact, take the iPad back from them and go to Rocket Mortgage.
Or use your phone. Use any device.
I guess you could just use the phone, right? Go to rocketmortgage.com/iOS today. Rocket Mortgage from Quicken Loans, the number one lender in the country, both in customer satisfaction, 8 years in a row, also in volume. And now, I think the reason they're number one, they really think about the customer experience. They really want to make the mortgage shopping experience better, the house buying shopping experience. They've got something new called Rate Shield Approval. You're going to really, really like this. So we've talked before about how you can go to Rocket Mortgage. There's actually, we didn't talk in detail about how this works. But when you first go to Rocket Mortgage, rocketmortgage.com/iOS today, answer a few questions. They have trusted partnerships with all the financial institutions, so they get all the information that you need. And within, say, about 10 minutes, maybe less, you can get approval. In about 24 hours, you can get verified approval, which is essentially a loan officer. You don't have to worry about the details, but a loan officer reviews it and then says, yes, we guarantee you get it's nice. You get a letter if you want, you can print it out. And then when you're going home shopping, every time you go in and make an offer, verified approval is basically like having cash. The seller knows you're good for it. You've got the loan. So that's the first part. But once you get the verified approval, they call this the power buying process. Once you get the verified approval, you then qualify for their all new exclusive Rate Shield approval. So first they lock up your rate. And this is the thing I really like. They're really thinking about the experience of the home buyer. And as rates are starting to go up, I think it's a little anxious for a home buyer. Biggest purchase you'll make in your life, right? Spend a lot of money. See, so there's the stages, the pre-qualified approval. That's just a few minutes. Then within a day, verified approval. And along with that, Rate Shield approval. And that is really, really cool. Because instead of saying, we better get this house fast, the rates are going up, you have 3 months. Rate Shield approval locks up your rate for up to 90 days. If rates go up, your rate stays the same. If rates go down, your rate goes down. So you win either way. It just eliminates the pressure on you to get that house so you can buy the right house at the right time. This is exactly why I love Quicken Loans. They think about their customers. They think about your experience in getting that home loan. It's anxious enough buying a house. Why add to the anxiety? Get that Rate Shield approval. Here's how you get started. Go to rocketmortgage.com/iOS today. Just take a few minutes for them to help you pick the right loan for you and get that qualified approval. Just a few minutes. rocketmortgage.com/iOS today. And then within a day, you'll have Rate Shield approval. It's only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply based on Quicken Loans data in comparison to public data records. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030. You don't need to remember all that. Just remember this, rocketmortgage.com/iOS today. When it's time to buy a new house, take the scariness out of it. With Rocket Mortgage from Quicken Loans. RocketMortgage.com/iOS today.
So do you remember the quirky writer, the little keyboard that you...
The people I made cry. Yeah, I remember them.
And they're still standing.
They're still standing. Just shows you. Leo really knows nothing.
This was an iPad keyboard that looked like an old-fashioned typewriter.
Yeah.
And now... They have a new Indiegogo campaign, so I wanted to share that. Because they are such nice people there.
They really were. I felt bad. That's why we stopped doing that show.
Yeah, what was that show called?
I'd fund that, yeah. It was something like Shark Tank for crowdfunding. We picked crowdfund projects. They'd come on, and then our panel of judges would say, hey, I'd fund that, or go fund yourself was the other option. And I told these guys, go fund yourself, and they did.
It's a
sad story.
It's
for me.
Great
news.
I have the standard quirky writer S. That's the second
version. You still have that?
I do. And this is the third.
Do you use that all the time?
It's sort of decorative.
It's decorative.
Like on my,
I think that's what it is. You put it on your coffee table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but I could.
It looks like
it.
A old fashioned typewriter.
But now they come in all these different colors. They're $200. Not cheap.
Estelle.
But if you can get a carrying case.
Need one. It's the thing is.
If you want to carry it around.
Fairly hefty.
Sure. But those are nice colors. So, ready for some questions?
I'm so sorry, Quirky Writer. You were right. There is a market for USB keyboards, or not USB, Bluetooth keyboards designed to work with the iPad that look like old-fashioned typewriters. They even have like a carriage return thing. Ching.
That makes me think every week we should have a like Leo's This Week in Sorry segment.
It would just be endless. It would go on forever.
Someone you offended or something like that. Okay, Carol. Carol and I have been going back and forth. Carol is a viewer,
yes.
And she is distraught.
Distraught.
Over the fact that the Apple seems to not be making any more iPad minis. That form factor.
Well, we don't know yet. They might announce them in October, September, October.
Do you think they might?
It's unknown. You can't say they're not going to make them. We just don't know.
Okay. So she's wondering, because she's had iPad minis.
They haven't said that.
Right.
Apple's not said that.
But that's the rumor. I read the rumor, too. But okay. So, Carol, don't make any rash decisions.
It's a reasonable guess, but we've been guessing they'd stop the Mac Air, too, because they have a...
But they did stop the MacBook Air, didn't they?
No.
But they haven't made a new one in a long time.
They haven't made a new MacBook new either. But I mean, they haven't made a mini new either. But that doesn't mean they're not going to. Apple's hard to predict, as I have learned. I would guess that's reasonable that they're not going to make a mini. But, you know, I guess the logic might be, well, you can get a larger iPhone, a 6.5-inch iPhone. Why would you need an 8-inch tablet?
Yeah.
But that's a nice. I still have my mini. I carry it, travel with it because it's so little.
Right. It's so little, but not too little. Because that's the thing. She's wondering, does she get like a, she wants to upgrade her iPhone anyway. She has a regular size iPhone. Should she get an 8 Plus? But I mean,
not get an 8 Plus now because in 1 month, Apple will announce new phones.
It's true. But her granddaughter is going to get her old 7. So, I'm on the granddaughter's team. So get it.
She'll
now.
Still get the old 7 if you wait a month.
She has to wait. So, yeah, I mean, because if her problem is she likes to use jigsaw puzzle apps and she's worried that the 8 will be too small for that.
That's a good point.
And then the regular cheap old standard
iPad. The $329 iPad.
Yeah, but she said it doesn't fit in her purse.
Too big.
And then I said, get a bigger purse, Carol. I'm just kidding.
That's a really interesting conundrum. There are, 8-inch tablets, well, not many, from other manufacturers. That is... I don't understand it. I think it's a perfect size. I really like it. But it's we don't know if Apple, they may announce something in October or September. We don't know.
I mean, it's so, I think it's, it has to do with the numbers, right? If not enough people are like Carol and you, then why not, you know, just convince them to buy a bigger iPhone or a smaller iPad?
It could. I think Apple also does stuff just because they, this is the way it should be.
This is the way it should be. And some things will never change.
Yeah. That, you know, you shouldn't, why would you want an 8-inch tablet? No, you can't have one.
Yeah, they would say get a bigger purse, Carol.
That's, that. Yes, you're holding it wrong. I think you're right that sales must have been very poor for these 8-inch tablets because everybody stopped making them.
Yeah. So our advice to you and all the other Carols out there is wait. Don't buy anything right now. Wait until
absolutely. And I asked Renee Ritchie, who is really much more than I, has his finger on the pulse of Apple's current thinking. He talks to them a lot. He believes there'll be one event and one event only. The reason they had multiple events was, I don't remember why, but he thinks because they own their own theater now, so they don't have to telegraph that they're going to have an event, and they don't have to worry about booking it. Part of the problem is when you book ahead, like, you know, and something like the Moscone Center or the San Jose McHenry Convention Center, where they have tend to have these events, you book that months in advance, and that's a target now. You got to get the product out. If you don't have to do that, that means you can wait till the product's done and then have the event.
Right.
So his thinking is that there will be one event in the fall. Typically, the way Apple does these iPhone events is the first Tuesday after Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
Not the day after Labor Day, but a week. So Labor Day plus a week and a day. And so that would make it, what is Labor Day this year?
The second?
I feel like it's early this year.
Yeah.
So it'd be, I think, the 9th or 10th or something like that. Yeah. So like, anyway, that's when it would, but again, Monday, September 3rd, so it would be September 11th. Oh, I don't know if they want to have an event on 9/11.
I think they've done that before, though.
Maybe I feel like they have to.
Yeah.
So 9/11, but that's now they don't have that constraint, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now they can say, well, it's not quite done. Why don't we do it a week later, 9/18? Or why don't we do it in October? So we don't know. That's kind of up in the air because now they have this theater in the new campus. And so it's up in the air when they'll have an event, and we won't know till a week before the event. But I would be shocked if they didn't have an event in, if not September, October. Last week I said, oh, they'll have two events because that's what they used to do. They'd have an iPhone event. And the reason I say that is they don't want to distract from the iPhone by also saying, oh, and here's some iPads. And they don't want to distract from the iPads by saying, here's a new iPhone. So they do two different events. Renee, who I trust, says, no, there'll probably be one event this year. So I do expect new iPad Pros. I would love seeing an 8-inch iPad Pro.
Yeah.
Would that not be awesome?
That would, yeah. So I know.
And by the way, 8 inches, because one of the things they're saying is Apple's going to go bigger screen, smaller bezel.
Mm-hmm.
So you could take an iPad. What did you get my iPad Mini, John? It's on my desk. If you take an iPad Mini and expanded the screen, it'd be more than 8 inches, right? It'd be pretty nice.
So it'd a mini with no bezels.
A bezel-less iPad Mini would have would almost be as big as the standard iPad, and then this will get bigger too. This is 10.5 inches. This would get bigger too without making the case any bigger.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be really sweet. Here's my John's bringing me my iPad Mini so I can show you
the
comparison.
It is a perfect size.
It feels to me it's almost the perfect size. If this were a Pro, see that is the whole thing fits is smaller than the screen in the 10.5 inch. But imagine if the screen went all the way out to the edge here, or almost the edge, and a little farther up and down, it wouldn't be as big as the 10-inch screen, but it'd be, you know, maybe 8.5 or 9 inches. It'd be bigger. That'd be pretty cool.
Well, Eric,
in the same size, right? And that's the key for her is, well, I want to carry this in my purse or my I can actually carry this in my jacket pocket.
Yeah.
I like
that's
it.
Nice.
And you know what I use it for is crossword puzzles. Yeah.
So
it's perfect for that. Same like, it's like jigsaw puzzles.
Eric Duckman says, where do you put your thumbs without the bezels? And
well, that was exactly my question.
Face ID, right?
Face ID you can do because you're going to have some bezel.
Because that's how you don't. I don't need my thumb on my iPhone 10.
And they say this is. I asked the same question of Andy Iannocco, Renee Ritchie, and both agreed. No, they're getting so good now in what they call palm rejection or stray input rejection that you could still hold it. Mm. See, I think that that's a problem. I think that you with tablets, you do want to have more bezel. But they say, no, they can go almost to the edge. And we have seen, you know, is this in the news? Maybe this is in the news. In iOS 12, there are some icons showing iPads that have almost no bezel. Mm-hmm. Now, those wouldn't be there if that weren't a product coming. So yeah. I think that's more than a, at this point, it's still a rumor, but it's not confirmed by Apple, but it's a pretty good rumor that they'll do that. Who knows what'll happen to this? I love this thing.
They are still selling the iPad Mini 4 right now.
Absolutely. So. They just haven't, it's not clear whether they'll update, just like they're selling the MacBook Air, right?
Yeah. There's the icon found.
Yeah, there's the icon. Scroll down a little bit so you can see the icon. No, that's not it. Keep going. Well, maybe that is it. Yeah. iPad 2. See on the right? Yeah. I like that idea. I think that's a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
But it doesn't solve this problem.
Right. So hang in there, Carol.
Not too late. It's not over yet. It ain't over till the little iPad sings.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Steve writes, a little over a week ago, I was doing something on my Series 2 Nike Apple Watch, and I realized the glass was moving.
Ooh.
After looking a bit further, I realized that the entire front of the watch had fallen off.
That's
see attached
terrible.
Images. When I took it to the local Apple store, they said it was a swollen battery issue and I should get a replacement. They shipped it off to Apple for the repair, but apparently, when they got it and inspected it, they said it was not the battery, but it was because of impact.
Oh.
I immediately asked myself, what kind of impact would create a neat line around the entire face of the watch? Anyway, they shipped it back because I did not okay the $229 to fix it. You can do some crossword puzzles.
Yes,
now, right. I guess I should have gotten Apple Care, but it's too late now.
That's kind of the giveaway, wasn't it?
So let's take a look at the picture of the
what do you think about all this? Yeah, an impact could knock that thing loose. That's the crystal, right?
Yeah. It's. I think it's super frustrating that the person in the Apple store said it was a swollen bag.
Well, okay, I'll explain that.
Okay.
You can't tell.
Yeah.
And he probably shouldn't have said it is. He should have said, well, might be. And if it is, we'll replace that for free. Because a swollen battery is Apple's fault. It's a defect.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go boom against a table and knock it loose, and he that can happen without you being aware of it, so I'm not saying that our correspondent's lying or anything,
Steve,
but that can happen, right? So well, I'm sure what happened at the the repair center, they looked at it, the battery was normal. See, that's
they
something
can
that
tell if it's swollen.
They can tell, and I think that's something the genius was just guessing at. So you're out of luck. It got struck. And yeah, I would say for the Apple Watch, for sure. I have mixed feelings about AppleCare or any insurance plan, right, that anybody sells. It's often a big upsell if you go to an electronics store. Hey, you want to get our extended warranty, don't you? Because it's a profit center for them. Basically, it's insurance. They make more money on it than they lose. And so generally, I didn't self-insure on the Apple Watch because that's going to take a beating, right? Mm-hmm. So get AppleCare Plus, the replacement plan, right? On the iPad, same thing. It's going to take a beating, maybe even on laptops. Desktops, I never do it. So you have to decide how gentle are you going to be? How likely is it there's going to be a problem? That's something you know that Apple doesn't know. They're basing it on a large pool of users.
Have you ever used the Apple Care that you've gotten? Like, have you
no.
ever?
No.
Yeah,
see,
me
that's,
neither.
Yeah, so, but then you'll always hear from, we'll hear from now, people say, oh, man, thank God I had Apple Care because you'll always hear those stories. But so it's neither the information you have or the information the other person has. It's insurance.
Right.
So it's just mathematics. It's just statistics that in general, Apple's not going to sell us at a loss. It costs them less to fix the machines they get back than they get from you paying for Apple Care. So it's actuarial, but I think the real question is, am I more careful than the average of users or less careful?
Mm-hmm.
If you're less careful, get Apple Care. If you're more careful or you think there's less likelihood of damage, don't.
Mm-hmm.
Because you do get the one-year warranty no matter what. The AppleCare is just an extended warranty beyond that first year. So if there's a, usually if there's a defect or a battery's going to swell, it'll happen. By the way, they battery swelling, they'll replace because it's dangerous. So that's not what you're worried about. It's, I don't know. If you're less cautious than the average bear, get AppleCare.
Good advice. Mm-hmm. Matthew writes, I'm interested in what camera Leo uses. iPhone photography is great, and I've got some great professional-looking shots, but I do love to have a real DSLR or mirrorless camera for my travels.
Well, I happen to have right here the bag.
Ugh. Oh, this is the third bag, the third week and the third bag. This is really nice.
I'm serious about this one because it has my name on it.
Oh, another Tumi.
It's a Tumi. I decided that I like the Tumis so much that I was going to get another Tumi. This is nice, but Tumi is pricey.
I know. I looked it up, and I was like, whoo!
Yeah, not going to buy a Tumi, am I? This is leather, so it's even more pricey. They have less expensive canvas
ones. It feels
ones.
Good.
But I like leather. And then, this is for, I'm going on vacation in a few weeks. I hope that doesn't scare any of you. It should scare people in Barcelona, though, because that's where I'm going. And I, by the way, Barcelona is known for pickpocketry. So this is a special jacket. This is an L.L. Bean travel jacket with hidden pockets. A lot of the pockets are zippered. All the pockets at least have buttons and closures to thwart pickpockets. And then this bag has some features to thwart pickpockets as well. And so, that's my travel donkle that shows you where all the countries I've been in. Anyway, the reason I brought this out is because he asked about my camera. Mm-hmm. This is big enough to hold my 15-inch MacBook Pro, my iPad Pro, and my camera. And this is the camera I'm going to bring. Now, I'm not touting this as a... he asked, right?
Mm-hmm.
He asked.
What camera are you use?
He said, what are you going to use? So Chris Marquardt, our photo guy, said, Leo, I want you to take one lens, a 50-millimeter lens, on this trip. Because it is the greatest learning experience you can have to force yourself to just have one lens. Because normally what I do is I bring, and this is why it fits in that bag, I'll bring a second bag with lenses and bodies and tripods and all sorts of stuff. He said, nope, I want you to take 150. They call it the nifty 50. It's what in every photography school, even in high school when you're learning photography, they'll start you out with a 50, which is kind of a, they say a normal lens, like it's what your eye sees. And so if there's no zoom, if you're going to zoom, you have to zoom by foot, walk closer or farther. But it's going to be great practice. And this is an extreme case. So this is the camera I'm going to use. I'm a big fan of the, I wanted something smaller. I'll tell you what, my favorite camera in my, I have many cameras. and the one I took, the Galapagos, got the best images, I thought, which is the Canon 5D Mark IV. That's I really like that, but it's very big, very heavy, and you take a lot of lenses, and it's also extremely expensive. I like the lighter Sonys, and I have a Sony A9, which my lovely wife gave me, that is really great for sports, birds, animals, quick focus, best focusing, best frame rate. But I'm going to bring this one. This is an older one, the A7 R2. They now have an A7 R3. This is the Mark II version. Because it's 42 megapixels, so it's a super high, it's almost a medium format camera. And then, so this by itself, the new one, the A7 R3, is $3,000. And then the splurge here is the lens. This is a 50-millimeter lens, but it's not just any 50-millimeter lens. It's widely thought by many enthusiasts, it's from Leica, to be the best lens ever made. And it's more expensive than the camera as a result. And here's the funny thing. It's manual focus because it's on a Sony. Well, actually, even if it weren't on a Sony, if it were on a Leica, it'd still be manual focus. I have to focus manually. It's not super fast. It's F2, which is, for low light, it's not going to be great, although this Sony does a good job in low light. So this is going to, not only is this no zoom, there's no autofocus on this. That's why I'm using it on this body. There's no reason to use it on an A9 because the A9 is all about fast focus. It'd be kind of wasting the A9. So I'm going to take this and I'll bring you back some images. But if you go, I'll show you. I did a practice run. Remember I went to Mendocino?
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to leo.camera, which is my, I'm not a great photographer, but if anything I get that I really like, I'll put it on leo.camera. That's my, and this, by the way.
Is that your baby?
No. That's a really good question. I had to think about it. So I don't think that's my baby. So these are photos that I took with this setup, the A7 and the 50 millimeter.
That's nice.
And I feel like I really like the Leica, the quality that Leicas give you is a, there's a certain quality to the color and the detail. You see it with the, it's almost medium format, the resolution. If I can really get a lot of detail out of this, and I really like the color. So,
oh, that's really nice.
Isn't that, I think this is something, this is unique to Leica, the Leica glass, and then because I have this camera. Now, this is a mirrorless, and this is a fairly lightweight package, and that's all I'm bringing, by the way. That's scary.
Will it print photos with that little 1998 in the corner?
Yes. I could do that. I could do that if you want. Yeah. This was the 4th of July fair in Mendocino. It's a big deal. Some people even bring their cows. Some people even bring their teddy bears.
What? Wait, are they remote, like, control? What? Are those little drones? Are they little teddy bears and wagon robots?
I wish that were the case. And I'm as a photographer, you know, every picture has to tell a story. I'm not going to tell you.
Oh. That tells its own story.
Yeah, no, they're all, you can't see it very well, but there's a little wire attaching to each of them. There's some nice ladies enjoying the parade. I really love, so this was the experiment. Remember on the 4th of July, we went up to Mendocino for a few days. By the way, burning now, which is very sad.
Yeah.
It's the largest fire in California's history up there.
It's scary.
But I took this camera, and I'm very pleased with the results. So I think this is brave. This is like the trip of a lifetime. We're going to five or six countries, and we're going to Italy and Spain and Portugal and Malta and Morocco and France. And so Monaco, six countries. So it's going to be crazy. And I'm taking just this camera.
Well, you can always buy yourself another Canon while you're there if you need one, right?
No. No, I think so. That's also the answer, too, is if you're going to the Galapagos, you're going to Africa, you're going on safari, you need a very long lens, you're not going to bring this. This is not for that. You're going to, like the Galapagos, I was very happy. I'll show you some of the Galapagos pictures. I was very happy that I had the 5D with me. That, I think, was really important.
That top one is a Galapagos picture, right?
Yeah, some of my best photos were taken there. And that's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, right? You're not going to go back to the Galapagos again. Let me see if I can find. Yeah, these are the Galapagos pictures. So see, I couldn't have gotten that with this camera because that's distant. So that's a 400-millimeter lens I'm using.
I really want to get that one framed and just remind me of all of our time together.
Who would that be? You and that would be me. Is that we're talking about? This one is
kind of the other way around.
It's an elephant seal. No, that's nice of you, but I know what you mean. That's an elephant seal. No, is it? It's a sea lion. I'm sorry. Out on a rock in the bay, and he's yelling at a flightless cormorant because he wanted to take the flightless cormorant's position.
Right.
And the cormorant just is looking at him like, yeah, mm-hmm. Yell all you want. He's screaming at him, and the cormorant's like shrugging.
Yeah, I was thinking more, you're the cormorant, I'm trying to tell you something without you interrupting me, and then I'm that seal.
No, you're being nice now. I know who's who in this picture.
I was not being nice.
Oh, really? Stop it then. So, by the way, Lisa has the whole sequence because she took this picture also, and eventually the cormorant, the seal just goes, okay, and goes sitting somewhere else. It's pretty funny.
those are great photos.
I love this picture, too. Again, this is something I couldn't have taken without a 5D Mark II and a nice long lens. I'll show you another one of my favorites. I'm sorry. It's funny because I took the Sony A9 to Japan, and I didn't get any good pictures. Mm. So I don't know what it is.
Did you take any photos in Tahoe, your most recent trip?
No, I brought a little waterproof camera. That's another recommendation. Because we're doing water sports, I bought a little, and they're not expensive, a couple $100 for Olympus TG5 dustproof waterproof camera. It's a little point and shoot. It's not going to be, you know, it's not full. This is a full frame sensor. It's not going to be super high quality, but you can get it wet.
Yeah.
And so I will also bring that to Barcelona because there will be water involved.
There'll be water sports.
Yeah. I think that the detail you get with a really great camera.
Oh, we have one more question. Yes. Also, Matthew.
Thank you, Matthew,
who wanted to know what camera. He wants to know where to get that fleece jacket that you were wearing on the show, the Twit jacket. Oh. He wants to buy Twit merchandise.
That's a Scott E. vest. And I don't know if they still sell that, but we do have a... I don't think we have that. The fleece is there, but we do have a lot of Twit merchandise at our store, twit.tv/store.
So, yes, you can support us with the merchandise and spread the word. It's fun to wear it around and people are like,
that's how you're
that?
Supporting us. You're not. We don't charge it. We don't do a big markup on it because they're expensive as it is. But you're supporting us by wearing the hat or having the mug. And then people say, what is that? And you could tell them.
Yeah.
That's the support. So thank you. We appreciate it.
Now
it's time
to
wear our hats. I wish I had that Steve Gibson hat. But instead, I have the Sopranos hat.
And I have the I'm going to the beach hat.
This is a bright red Sopranos hat.
It's a nice hat.
It is a nice hat. I don't dare wear it anywhere. It looks like I'm going to burst into song.
I'm speaking of song. Okay, here is my app, Cap. It's called hashtag self-care.
It really is your app, isn't it?
And hashtag it's by self-care. True Love, TRULUV. This is a game that teaches you to practice self-care.
Is True Love Questlove's brother?
No. Okay. So each of these items that we're laying in bed. That's us under the covers.
My battery's exhausted. Oh, no. It needs some self-care as well.
Did it say exhausted?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, so we'll be okay. We're laying in bed. We've got our kitty cat in here, our phone on the pillow. That's our hand. And we're playing a game about self-care. The sun is our life care.
Is that your picture or their picture?
That's their picture. This is a game. It's an animated game. Okay. So the sun will rise again.
It will.
We can create light by taking care of ourselves.
This is important.
Self-care is important. What do you do for self-care?
I don't need self-care because I always feel great. But if I didn't feel great, that would be nice. It would kind of remind me that, take care of yourself.
Yeah. Do you want to start with a little breathing exercise?
What do I do for self-care?
Do you do some meditation?
I don't think I do what everybody should do. I have a gin and tonic and and watch some football.
Everybody's self-care. Okay, well, let's do some breathing.
Breathing.
Tap this
That's
text,
good. Breathing's very good. I do that.
Then tap the flower. Breathing slowly connects us to our body and creates light. Try it for a few breaths. Breathe in as it opens.
Oh.
So it's just, it's a little game that includes all of these different
exercises.
So
you'll be playing a game, but without knowing it, you'll be caring for yourself.
Yes, you'll be caring. And it looks good on the iPhone, but, on the iPad, but
it's really an iPhone
for your iPhone. Yeah, instead of taking out Candy Crush or looking at Instagram or all the other things that might make you feel not so great, tap the menu button and then tap the X to return to our bedroom. We can also breathe for as long as we'd like. I'd recommend continue breathing constantly.
Forever, yes.
There's no hurry.
No. Yeah. There's no hurry.
There's no
end. That's true, unless
we
you
breathe,
die.
We breathe, and we listen to ourselves.
Oh, not to our phone as you play a game on your phone.
So we can do pace,
listen to your
shapes,
phone during this game.
Bloom, coalesce, grow.
Is it just breathing, or is there other things?
No, there are all kinds of things. There's a mountain. Grow.
Grow, mountain, grow. What other kinds of things would you do, maybe? Like jumping jacks?
Let's see.
Have a gin and tonic?
I think there's other things besides breath. I found them before. Now we're feeling a little brighter.
Oh,
thank you.
No, thank you.
For me, I would listen to my body. That's something I do for self-care. Drink a lot of water. Hang out with friends.
I listen to my body. It just says, you're so fat. Why are you so fat?
I tell myself positive thoughts. Mm-hmm. You are just right, Leo. There's no score, no winning.
No winning, no failure. That's such
no
a lie.
Ads.
That's not...
No difficulty.
No ads?
We're talking about the app.
No ads?
It's just in this...
It says no ads?
In the app.
There's ads.
In the app.
Without ads, there'd
be no life.
See what
else we can do to take care of ourselves. Try scrolling around.
Okay.
What do you want to look at this?
God, make your
massage.
Bed.
Massage.
I get a
massage. You do that,
massage.
That's good.
Yes, yes.
Rubbing each circle releases tension and releases a new layer. So maybe we can come out feeling new too.
What, you're going to massage her? Oh, you're going to rub the circle?
Yeah.
That's not the same as massage. Oh, yeah. That's like... Wouldn't it be cool if this were attached somewhere to a human somewhere who's getting a massage.
Yes. Yes.
So, like, you're actually giving somebody a massage. Now, see, if they come up with an app like that.
Yeah. So, yeah, there are different things
so
you can do.
It's coloring, basically.
Yeah. Just
kind of, yeah.
Finger, kind of. Coloring is coloring. Soothing as well.
Knitting. She has them knitting.
A bright massage. Darks. A dark massage.
These are different kinds of massages. Okay. Well, sometimes you have a dark feeling. Mm-hmm. Here's a tip.
I want to go back.
Turn off the phone.
Yes.
Go kiss somebody you like.
We already had that.
Massage, rubbing each circle. Maybe we come out feeling reminder.
So you got to play around with
Yeah, you got to probably do massages for a while so you can move on to something better. Like golf.
Okay, yeah.
They have golf.
Oh. There's a computer.
Buy some new shoes.
Oh, okay,
let's take a break. Right, get some new shoes. That's a good. That's self-care.
Is this drawer the gateway to socks hell?
What? Did they have to mention hell in the middle of this?
What is our next step? We're almost too warm.
Oh God! Now I'm feeling uncomfortable. Oh, there's a kitty. That is self-care.
Yes, the kitty.
Don't you think cats and dogs are really a good way to?
Yes. Yeah. Dogs. Cats are evil, but.
I'm with you, but Lisa likes cats, so she finds them relaxing. So you just have to like what you like, right?
And apparently, remember over the weekend when I asked my Amazon Echo to show me pictures of dogs, it showed me cats. So maybe it knows more than.
What you're not allowed to do. Yeah, you don't touch a cat on the nose ever. You might as well just poke it in the eye, Maroney. Just poke
I'm allergic to cats.
Are you?
Yeah.
Is that allergic as in allergic or allergic like I don't like them?
Both.
Yeah. I noticed that a lot of the people who are allergic to cats don't like cats.
Yeah.
That maybe that's the allergy.
Do you think the allergy comes
I don't know.
First?
I don't know. Are you allergic to dogs?
No. Oh. A little bit. I'm a little, like, I'll sometimes break out on hives, but I love my dogs.
I like animals, but I don't think they should be in the house.
Even dogs?
No.
All right, so that's my self-care. Are you ready for your app?
Yeah, this is an app that I think you and I could use when I bring you into the office for a reprimand.
Okay. I'm
this
ready.
This is actually a recommendation from Jason Effin Dunn, my old producer. I got here. There was no Megan.
I know. I was late.
And so I said, well, good, because don't tell her, but I don't have an app cap yet. Oh, I just told her. And he said, oh, I got a few. How about Otter? Otter. Otter's kind of cool. Now, Otter has a paid version and a free version. So I'll show you the free version. It gives you 600 minutes a month. That's 10 hours of conversations.
Ooh.
You can tie it to your calendar so it knows when you've got appointments. You can tie it to your contacts so it knows who's who. Let's just pretend. Let's do a role playing.
Okay.
Hello, Megan.
Hello, Leo.
I'm glad to have you here today.
Thank you. I'm really ecstatic to be here.
Yes. By the way, notice we're going to have a visit from, this is our calendar, right? So this could be the recording of that. You know, Megan, you've been doing such stellar work over the last few years here at TWIT.
Why, thank you. Thank you for saying that. I've been wondering.
Yeah. I'd like to tell you something that I've been keeping secret from you for some time.
Okay. I'm ready.
Do you have any guesses about what that could be?
That you have been wanting to pay me more, but you thought you would insult me.
Nope.
So you haven't.
Nope. Okay. Underneath your desk, you will find, well, I put it there a long time ago, but it's taped there. It was a gift. I forgot to tell you, your very own palm prix.
Oh, thank you.
It, free for you to keep.
Thank you.
I should have told you sooner.
That wasn't what I expected. But now that it's recorded, and if it's not there, I'll be upset.
So, notice this whole time, it's been transcribing it. We can save it now. And this is actually, they tied it to my calendar event, which I could have changed. It did, I think, sort of figure out who's who. When you first get it, you train it. Let's play it back.
Okay.
Hello, Megan.
Hello. I'm really excited.
I'll tell you something that I've been keeping secret from you for some time. So we can jump to any part. I should have told you sooner. Notice it doesn't transcribe laughter. I think it should say ha ha ha.
Yeah.
Ha ha. So this is kind of cool. So it is transcribing, it's recording, transcribing. It is an automated transcription. So as you know, sometimes with automated transcriptions, they're pretty weird. But because it ties it to the audio of it, you can quickly verify it. And I think this is a really great, bring this to meetings.
Yeah.
Right? So you'll have a record of it. Now, I'm going to retrain it a few more times because I would like to see if it gets better at distinguishing my voice. It's trying to, I guess, I gather. It's supposed to start a new paragraph, I think, when you have a new voice. And it did that. It did
Hello, Megan.
Hello, Leo.
I'm glad to have you here today.
Thank you. I'm really
sort of, but it put your voice in the middle of mine right there.
Yeah,
so
our voices sound nothing alike.
Yeah. Well, you can use an external microphone. It supports Bluetooth microphones. There is a paid version, and with the paid version, you get 6,000 minutes. So that's called Otter Premium. I'm sorry, 6,000 transcription minutes per month. You also get some other options, including playback speeds. $80 a year or $10 a month. But I think if you use this in business, $10 a month is, or even $80 a year is not too bad, right? You can see all your conversations. And you can create groups so you can say, you know, this is our team. Like, for instance, we have a weekly staff meeting. Mm-hmm. We could do this in the staff meeting.
You should never record that. There's so many inappropriate things that happen.
I know. And that's why I want to record it for blackmail purposes. Except that the problem with that is they all come from me.
Yeah.
So if I were you, I would surreptitiously, and they do have an iPhone version, bring this in and record.
But that's illegal.
Conversations. Right. Illegal in some states.
Okay.
In California, it is illegal. It's a two-party state. But you could bring this to other states, like New York State, and record.
All right.
So, yeah, that is something to bring up, that state law may forbid recording a conversation without telling the other person. You should inquire. In California, we're what we'll call a two-party state. Both parties have to consent to the recording. A state like New York, where it's a one-party state, only the recording person has to consent, which kind of really lets everybody off the hook on that one. So this is called Otter, O-T-T-E-R. It is really useful, I think, for meetings. Well, I'm going to start using this in our meetings. And, one of the things you could do is distribute a transcript of a meeting, and that way everybody's on the same page. We know what we said and so forth.
That's really helpful because we often, I'll tell you things in meetings and then
and I pretend I didn't hear them.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, I didn't hear them.
All right. Right.
My app cap for the day. Megan Maroney.
Leo Laporte.
This concludes this broadcast of iOS Today. I hope you've enjoyed our show. It is a broadcast, actually. You can watch us do it live every Monday around 9 a.m. I'm sorry, Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern time. That'd be 1600 UTC on twit.tv/live. If you do that, join us in the chat room at irc.twit.tv. Somebody sent us an email saying, where is this irc.twit.tv? And I said, well, it's at irc.twit.tv. It's on the web. You can use an IRC client because it is IRC chat, but you can also use a web client. So if you point your browser there, there you go. See, you give yourself a name. Channel is a default Twit Live. There are other channels. There's a help channel and side conversations and stuff like that. But start in Twit Live. That's where all the kids who are watching the show live are. If you can't watch live, you can download episodes of all the shows we do at Twit from our website, twit.tv. In this case, twit.tv/iOS. Every episode's up there, both audio and video. Or subscribe in your favorite podcast application. That way you'll get it the minute it's published. Right?
The very minute. Email me at megan@twit.tv if you have questions or comments or corrections or you want to send a video. We love videos and love pictures. And I'm at Megan Maroney on the Twitters.
Also. Megan at twit.tv mm-hmm. or Megan Maroney on the Twitters.
Mm-hmm.
Do not tweet me. I won't read it.
You sometimes do. I know.
How do you know? Because you see me crying silently to myself?
Sometimes you make comments referring to, and you cry.
They were so mean. No, I will sometimes read Twitter, but I don't like to read the at replies because they're mean. So I don't usually read those. But if you tweet without my name in it, I might see it. There you go. That's me hiding from your tweets.
Yes.
Don't tweet me. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next time on iOS Today.
How does your hero stay the same place?